Okay, hello everyone. Today is the ICC tune-in call with the chat feature available. So we are broadcasting from Melbourne, Australia. We have been here, 14 days, I think. Let's see, what is today? Thursday. Yes, I left 2 weeks ago from Phoenix. I love it here. I love the people we're meeting, and I hope to come back next year. And also, just a little sneak preview, I might decide to lead a tour to Egypt and the temples there, and also the Great Pyramid, and do a bunch of activations. And so if you do that, it's going to be a 10 or 11 day trip. So if you're interested, send me a support email, let me know, and I'll put you in the Egypt folder. I'm also considering Glastonbury, Avalon, but I think Egypt is calling me stronger. So I've never been there, but I understand when you go there, it's a life-changing experience. Okay, so we are doing the Arcturian quantum healing theme for this month. So what I'd like you guys to do is put in the chat box anything from your ICC tune-ins on your Tuesday early morning 4 a.m. time. I'd like to know how it's going for you. The Arcturians are master healers, and they do their healing through technology, but also through presence. And you can say the Arcturians are like our older brothers and sisters, if you will. So they have come here to help us in our ascension process, just like the Pleiadians, certain Syrians, certain Orion elder star system presences, as well as certain archangels and Kumaras and Hathors. Also the Andromedians. So we're having a lot of support here for ascension process. Cam says, we can't post on the Q&A page unless we do the webcast versus broadcast. Oh, I see. Okay. This week I got messages which I am following, but the time frame energy is confusing for me. Okay, Pam, so I need a little bit more information on that. And please excuse any environmental noises like motorcycles. We are in an Airbnb on a sort of a main street. Not a busy main street, but sort of. We've been doing Airbnbs here. Interesting. We're in the travel mode. Also, we're going to be transmitting some early root energies for you. That is the perhaps most sacred area of Australia, basically in the middle of the continent, out in no man's land. It is a portal as well for the Aborigines and those that know of the sacredness of that big rock that just sticks up out of the ground. They estimate that most of the rock is actually in the earth and only, 20% is showing above surface. So imagine that. Big, huge rock, just like in the middle of the desert. So in the activation with the Arcturians, you might want to also tune in to Uluru or Ayers Rock and tap into the sacredness of that portal. Let me see. Okay, Pam's chatting, posting. The messages I got were general. Listen, believe what you hear. Follow instructions, don't doubt. Then the next day I got a message that said I would be receiving a message at 3 p.m. But then at 3 p.m. nothing happened. Well, Pam, tune in to more of your superconscious and ask to receive the message on a more conscious level. So oftentimes we get messages, we're not aware of the level of the message. So if you're expecting a message and you're not getting anything on a conscious level, switch to the unconscious level. Switch to your superconscious and see what happens. Now, you will get these messages in the heart center. So it bypasses the mind to have to interpret and analyze the message. The other message I got was, she says, be who you are no matter what others say. Follow your heart. Yeah, excellent. So how is that going? Following your heart. Now, here's another thing that you can do. This is for everybody. Is when you go into the quantum in your meditations and you want to have experiences that bring you joy and connection and oneness, create that reality for whomever that you are going to relate to that day or that week or that month. So in other words, visualize with feeling the way you want to experience others. And even the way that you are perceived by others. She says, okay, I will try tuning into superconscious. Just got the message yesterday, she says. So far today, I've been following my mind, old habits, laughing out loud, yes, follow your heart. Remember, Christ says that your mind and your heart have to be united, but the heart leads. You don't want to discard your mind because it does have functions in your life. Let's go to... Let me see. I'm just going to go to the webcast page just to see if there's anything there. Mm-hmm. Hello, Christina. Typing Q&A page. Oh, trying Q&A page. Well, I see your post there. Silver City. I don't know where that is. All right, we're going to go to the phone. We're going to refresh here. All right, I'm going to call on you guys today because usually you guys on the phone are very shy. All right, so we're going to unmute Gig Harbor. Okay, Gig Harbor, you're on. What would you like to share today?
Oh, that's a big question. You know, I was thinking of the comedy team yesterday. I saw this really funny post online on the storm. And yes, it's horrible. There's a storm coming, but the infographic was quite silly, whoever put it together, because of how it looked. And as I was reading the comments, I almost tagged you in it. I said, oh, Kenji would just absolutely be rolling in laughter. Like the comedy team just went in and started typing for everybody.
Good.
That's just a whole side that just popped in to say. You know, it's interesting how much, like I've had anxiety, for instance, on and off since I was a teenager. And It kind of has, you know, I'm 38 now, so I've been managing it for over 20 years. And there's times where it goes away for even a few years at a time. I won't have any symptoms at all. And then when stuff starts moving in my life or changes happening, then it perks back up and it becomes more prevalent, and I'm like finding myself managing it more and more. And I'm wondering, you know, because I'm empathic, I think I leave my body so I don't have to feel. And by doing that, I'm like blocking my root chakra and I'm blocking my receiving and I'm blocking stuff from coming in because I'm leaving my body. And then my, you know, and then the anxiety kicks up because I'm not fully grounded and present. So I've really been kind of playing with this for the last couple of weeks. And I find that the more I just say, okay, I'm going to be anxious for a little while, and I don't think more about it, it kind of just goes away. Where if I'm like, oh, where is this coming from? And, you know, what can I do? You know, when I start getting in my head about it, it gets worse. So I don't know if you have any comments on the leaving your body thing and kind of the staying in when you're empathic. That the team might have as we go into it. But that's the first thing that kind of came up to share.
Thank you for that. So what basically do you get anxious about?
Oh, who knows? I mean, I could be sitting there doing the dishes and I go from feeling totally fine and balanced to my heart's pounding out of my chest. I did my first, I did my first Facebook Live this week, and I had a lot of it because I'm doing something new and I'm putting myself out there for the first time, and I'm actively saying, yeah, I'm going to share my gifts with the world. So, and then it kind of subsides after maybe an hour afterwards. I'll kind of feel like, okay, I've calmed back down, but, so it's kind of hit or miss on how it comes in. It could be totally random or it could be something specific like that.
Okay, two things are coming through. Keep a journal of when these attacks occur, and tune in to what you are thinking about or feeling about 1 minute before the attack comes.
Okay.
So you can over time see the correlation of your thoughts and feelings to the anxiety attack. Second thing is you want to tune in to see if you are receiving other people's panic attacks or anxiety attacks.
Yeah, and that was the empathic piece that I was talking about earlier, and I think I just kind of check out and leave my body because it's easier that way.
Mm-hmm. So today you can come in for a landing.
Okay. I listened to that freebie in the group that you sent for, I think it was March or April. Activation. Oh, it knocked me out last night. I think I got to listen to maybe the first 5 minutes and I don't remember anything else. Great.
Do you remember what the title was?
It's the one in that you guys just popped into the group for the month. I'm trying to see.
Was it a World Puja show?
No, it wasn't one of those. It was something else.
Maybe a radio show interview activation?
It was one of the monthly calls. Where did you go? I'm looking in the...
I went to Australia.
Sorry. No, not you. The email that says the name of it in it. Oh, here it is. April 30th, full moon, multidimensional reset.
Oh, okay. That was a monthly call. Okay.
Yeah. And my husband wasn't listening. He was sleeping. But I energetically said to his, higher self, as much of this as you want to pick up on while you're sleeping next to me, go ahead. And he woke up and had this huge red mark on his third eye. He's like, where'd this come
really?
From? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry.
All right. Got it while he was sleeping. That is really funny.
And it's not like a pimple or anything. It's like a red circle.
Oh,
it's,
nice.
He said I gave him a bindi.
Yeah. Hey, next time take a picture of it.
Oh, I can take a picture of it. It's still there.
It's still there?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's funny.
And thank you for the reminder of the journal. I used to keep one back in my early 20s to manage it, and it's just been heightened big time in the last month with all of this movement I have going on. And I want to be able to stay in my body more so I can be actively opening to receive and not shut down because I've got the anxiety happening.
Yeah, that's good. So come in for a landing on today's activation.
I will.
Okay. We'll try to make it fun for you. Well, thank you very much for sharing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. Let's go. Let's see. I'm going to go to the webcast. Phone fell over. Okay. Phone, just stay there now. Let's see. Q&A page. Okay. So, Kenji, it appears you can do both Q&A and chat from the broadcast page. Okay, you got that, you guys? Christina started out on the chat with me. Now she's switched. I'm going back to chat. Since she seems to prefer Q&A. All right, let me go to the chat. Okay, let's see here. Pam said, old habits die hard, laughing out loud. Diane said, Kenji, I thought this month is the Andromedians. Well, let me see, you could be right. Okay, you can switch from chat to Q&A on the broadcast page. All right, so I didn't bring my notes with me, obviously, on this trip. So if it is the Andromedians, what did you guys get from your tune-ins? So I want you to guess. I want you to just take a guess at perhaps what has been presented this month. And put it in the chat box, please. Or raise your hand if you're on the phone. Let me put the phone over here. And let's see. Where am I here in my email? Let me scroll down here. I'm talking to myself. Let's see. Whoops, phone, don't go anywhere. Okay. Let me see here. I not have this? Well, I'm trying to bring up the schedule, which now I can't find it. Okay, let me just type in something here. Bear with me here. Oops, I had to delete that. Let me see. ICC themes. ICC themes. Okay. So we have September, the Andromedians on Higher Consciousness. Okay, so tune into that. You can put in the chat box. I want you to guess what's been presented so far this month, because you are about not quite halfway through the month. Higher Consciousness. What do you feel in your body as far as that goes? That's another way to ask you. I'm going to move this to okay, going back here to chat box. Soul heart alignment, Pam is saying. That seems to be what is happening yesterday morning at 4 a.m. Okay, let's breathe into that. Soul heart alignment. So let's go a little deeper with the question. So what about the soul-heart alignment? What did they talk about energetically? You want to feel into this. Now remember, any of these star councils, so to speak, Andromeda presence, Pleiadian presence, Arcturian presence, etc., they can shapeshift. They can appear to you pretty much in any form that they believe you would recognize them as. So they don't always appear to be the same to everybody. Although they can have a general, shall we say, a generalized form. They could be human-like or more what we call alien-like or more geometric-like. Remember, we have the ability to look like many things on different planetary systems. Okay, Diane says astral travel. Okay, please explain a little bit more of that. Really, it's really soul travel. If you want to be more technically precise, you don't want to travel on the astral plane, but you want to soul travel. It's fifth dimension and above. Pamela says, when I got the message to follow my heart, I thought it referred to a particular relationship I have been struggling with for a number of years now. Yes, can refer to that in other levels as well. Oops, that should be struggling, not ruggling. Well, ruggling's good. We just made up a new word, folks. Ruggling. Ruggling. Let's Ruggle. Comedy team likes that. New dance move, the Ruggle. I'm going to go back to the phone. Heart alignment, soul travel. So here's how it also works. So when any of these civilizations, shall we say, like the Andromedans, so when they present, everyone that is present or tuning in to that presentation will receive it differently, because it's also individualized as well as for the whole group, the whole membership, actually. All right, so let's do Essien, whoever that is, must be on the webcast page because it's WebRTC, whatever that means. Okay, I'm going to unmute you, and you are now unmuted. Essien from City State Unknown. Are you there? Essien, on the phone? On the phone. Okay, I guess Essien's knocked out. All right, we're going to go to Nancy in Nova Scotia. So I'm going to unmute you in 3 seconds. Two.
Hello.
All right, you are unmuted there. What would you like to share?
I don't have a lot, Kenji. I've been moving, and I moved.
Yay.
So I missed the last call, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm just checking in. I would say that, you know, when I check in for messages of what's going on, for me, it's obviously endings and beginnings.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's, I don't know what else to say about that.
Okay. How's your body doing?
It's fine. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
good.
It's doing good. Yeah, okay. No, I mean, I managed to do everything, and I was tired last night, whatever was going on with me, I had some fatigue, but that's to be expected.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
There's been a lot of change, so I'm taking the time to rest.
Good.
And pace myself and
mm-hmm.
settle into my new space.
All right, lovely. Okay, wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to mute you now. I'm going to go back to the chat box. Thank you for sharing, Nancy. And we will see who's chatting here. Okay. Kemps, thank you for the laughter. Okay, any other post here before we get into our activation for today? Any other comments, Diane or Christina? Let's see, I'm not sure how to refresh this chat page on a Mac. I'm borrowing Vanessa's Mac computer. Maybe it's Enter. If I do Enter, no, nothing happens. Oh, I have no idea. Okay. Okay, let's see. Nobody new on the phone? Okay, and one more last check on the Q&A page. Nothing. All right, so we will do a activation now, and so it'll be approximately 31 minutes into the recording. We will start. We'll do a simulated ICC tune-in presentation. Whoops. Somebody said something on the phone. Let's see. How did that get through? Oh, I see. I didn't mute Nancy. And how did Essie not get muted? Okay, so I'm muting everybody on my phone call. Okay. Let me go back here. One more time. Okay, higher consciousness. All right. So let's get settled for this simulated ICC tune-in presentation. You might want to lie down on the floor or on a couch or on your bed and give yourself permission to completely leave your body. So as we say, zoning out. Now, I just have to remember not to zone out. We can do this. Okay. So I hope you all are hearing me okay on the phone. All right, we're going to call in the beings, the elders, the council, actually the council from Andromeda. And we're going to ask you to energetically set up this activation for the group, for the membership. So energetically, they're going to set it up a little differently than I do it. So you just want to tune in to see the geometric setup, if you will. You might be able to see it clairvoyantly as well, but maybe not understand it because it's on those higher levels. All right, and you're going to give your body permission to go into complete relaxation and your brain to go into a deep theta, delta, even gamma state. So let's tune in to the last presentation, which was this week, which was, let me see, pretty much yesterday in your time, unless you're overseas. In which case, if you're forward in time, it would be 2 mornings ago. And imagine that you are tuning in at 4 a.m. your local time on Tuesday early morning. And you're visualizing the temple, which, by the way, is on Venus. That should give you a big clue. So it's on the inner dimensions of the Venus complex. We call it the complex because there are many levels to that beautiful planet, much more than what we're aware of. And it does have energetic connections, obviously, to other systems. We're also going to connect Uluru energy into this activation. So, remembering the image. Okay, so let's detach and disengage from the physical world, the physical world here on Earth, letting go of your emotional body, your intellect, tribal consciousness, and the chaos of the world, letting go of all sense of duality, density, Earth consciousness, and begin to move your awareness off the body and into the bliss zone. Breathing deeply, relaxing from head to toe, especially your forehead, your jaw, your tongue, your eyelids, fingers, toes, calves, belly muscles, dropping the shoulders, taking full deep breaths into the belly, into the diaphragm and lungs, and then up into the pineal. Activating your clairvoyance and your ability to see through the dimensions. Moving awareness through the golden arc of light. And you're going to be drawn into the temple, to the doorsteps of the temple, where you see the doorkeeper. And you're going to give the doorkeeper your password. I am. And you're going to move through the doorway into the temple. Find your place. Find your seat there in the temple and prepare for the presentation on higher consciousness. Now, there will be several Andromedians that will present as a team, if you will. As one voice, as one telepathic voice to the audience. So you may, as an example, see four of them on the so-called stage, but they will speak as one voice, one consciousness. And each of you will receive slightly different transmissions, if you will, relating to your next step in higher consciousness. Now, they will present mainly through their third eye, but you will feel a very deep heart presence. Their transmission will be instantaneous. So you will get a lot of information in a split second without having to analyze or to try to figure out what is being presented. You will just know in your being what is being presented. So let us take a few moments in silence, for they have many levels to present. And they will also present in the form of geometry, sacred mathematics. It will be as if there will be codes of light literally in the air in the temple, in the air, that you will be able to visually pick up and tune into. It will be as if they are riding in the air. And I will call you back when it's time to complete this particular receiving of the transmissions. They're going to bring these codes into the body, into your light body. These codes, some of these codes are used to activate your telepathic ability. So eventually you will be moving your languaging from a verbal to telepathic, from the third, first, second, third dimensions to the fifth, sixth, and seventh. Now, some of the real young psychic kids that are now being born are very telepathic. So when you see them in public or you meet them through your friends, try telepathic communication rather than verbal communication and see what happens. Right. They also are transmitting to the group. Codes, again, in the air, writing in the air, there are codes for you to use to activate higher levels of your clairvoyance. And your heart center can immediately, shall we say, translate the language for your knowing. So many civilizations out there in deep space are telepathic. They're not like humans here on the earth as far as communication goes. They do not need language. They do not need written language, although they have codes that they can use somewhat like the codes that have been written on tablets in our ancient past. We will call them symbols that depict stories of their history. These codes are living and breathing archetypes, if you will, for communication. It is, in a way, like how HTML codes are used to create, as an example, websites. So there are codes behind all forms of living matter, no matter what the frequency or dimension. So they are also saying regarding healing of the body, as an example, you can use these codes to activate the body's capacity to regenerate itself, to grow new tissue, to dissolve tissue that is, shall we say, out of control or unfriendly to the body as a whole. There are codes to enhance the intelligence of the body, the operation of the brain, and the endocrine system. So let's pick an issue in your body that you would like resolution with. So you can scan your body from within this temple, since the temple is of a higher overriding vibration than your physical body here on earth. You can very easily tune into your body here on earth from being in the temple. So pick an issue that you would like healing with and ask the Andromedans to give you in the air codes that can accelerate the healing and transformation, transmutation of that condition. So it starts on a very subatomic level. So it says, if you can literally imprint these codes into the body, into the brain, into the DNA structure, into the RNA, into the chromosomes and genes, actually into the codons, that intelligent power within the body, to create healthy tissue, to create healthy functioning of any system of your body, be it nervous, lymphatic, circulation, structure, bone structure, your blood, connective tissue and muscle structure, respiration, kidney function, liver function, lungs. Now, you can set, in a creative way, a timer. Like, you can set it for, like, 30 days from now that it will be complete, or 2 months from now. So let's experiment, and let's just say, set the timer for 33 days from today, that this process, healing process, will be completed. Now, you're also going to put in this intention that you will gain the wisdom of this lesson, that U.S. soul will be able to extract the learning lesson from this condition in the body that will resolve itself within 33 days from today. Now, give yourself, actually, instruct the body to be completely open to these changes, and for your inner child to completely accept this healing, and for your intellect to completely stay out of the way and not interfere. So it can be a witness, as it were, to this process. So go to your cosmic calendar and write in 33 days from now. Just write complete. Okay, so back again to the presentation. All right, so the Andromedians want the group to introduce themselves to the group. So we're going to allow a few minutes of Earth time for the group here to get to know each other on a soul level. So even though the members, perhaps some of the members are not present, we can call in their presence. So this will be a little get to know each other, couple of minutes here in the temple. So just simply imagine that you're going around through the group, introducing yourself from a soul level now, so that you can connect and feel like this group is like your family, your soul family. Okay, let's come back together as a group now. Now, these representatives are going to chant, for lack of a better term. They're going to be chanting songs from their from their culture, because they exist in many different planet star systems. They're not just from one place. So they would like to share with you a little bit of their culture in the form of chants. They also call this sound symbols. Sound symbols. So just put yourself in a receptive posture and receive now their chanting. And there will be many overlaying octaves of these chants. So it will be as if you're going to clairaudiently hear many different tones and fluctuations within the chants. So enjoy. They're going to be chants for the blessings of your body. And chants for the celebration of you, the soul. It will also bring through sound vibrations from Uluru. This will help you with your connection with the earth. So you may, those of you that have never landed here upon the earth plane in your body, now is a great opportunity to come in for your landing. It's also going to be some chants to help you integrate soul and body. And chance to assist you with your ability to manifest your heaven on earth in your body. And they will finish up the chanting with Mother Earth chants that will help you to stay grounded in the midst of all of these earth changes. And they will give you, each of you, a message that will help you to remember who you are and why you came to this planet at this time. Okay, let's finish up here and say goodbye to the energies here in the temple. We give great thanks for your love and support, as always. So, let's find the entrance. We'll come out of the temple now, and we'll begin to come back to the earth. Same way you came to the temple, using the same route back to your body, moving through the dimensions at warp speed, coming back to your body, coming back into the room with a greater understanding of your destiny, with heightened energies for the healing of your body. So as you come back to the body, align your chakra flows to that of divine flow. I am here, I am now, I am. Feeling one with the earth. Feeling one with the heavens. Feeling the joy of your being. So we thank you for your attendance today on this call. Remembering that this activation is evergreen. Live and organic, has many layers, so each listening will produce different effects in your mind-body connection in your soul. So we suggest that you listen to these ICC calls on a regular basis. And absorb the teachings from these beautiful civilizations and masters and angelic presences directly into the heart. So until next time, we all send our blessings. Send our gratitude and thanks. And know all is well. You are divinely loved and supported always. Until next time, many blessings.